feel for Robbie Mercies?
No, you still feel bad. Especially finding out that they were season enders. You know, that's always tough. It really is. And, you know, our heart goes out to them. You know, our prayers are going to be with them. I pray for speedy recoveries for the both of them. And, yeah, it's time for us to step up now.
Knowing how hard JJ will work in his rehab, we saw it before. Mm-hmm. Is there any doubt in your mind that he'll come back?
No doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. You know, it's JJ. He's a resilient guy. He's tenacious with his work ethic. You know, it's unmatched by anybody in this league. So, you know, having a teammate like that, I already know he's going to put the work in to be able to come back, full go. And, you know, that's the same with Whitney. You know, that's another guy that's a really underrated guy in this league who's just been a tremendous guy, an asset on this team. So I know he's going to come back with full force, too. He's going to be ready to go as soon as he can, too.
Talk about the role you and other guys are going to have to play to step up to replace them.
We're all going to have to step up. We're going to have to do our jobs, and not just do our jobs. We're going to have to excel, you know, exponentially. So with that being said, everybody knows what it looks like with, you know, the guys that went down. And at the end of the day, it goes back to next man up mentality. But, I mean, we know what's at stake, and we know that we have to elevate our game that much more.
On the D-line, do you become more of a vocal leader?
I'm going to try to do what I can. I'm going to do what's asked of me. At the end of the day, I'm just going to let my plan do my talking. And, you know, whatever's asked of me, I'm going to do it, to the best of my abilities as well.
What are some things that you've learned from those two guys since you've come into the league that you think can help you in this situation?
Just really how to be a true professional in this game. You know, those are they're two, you know, class acts. Two of the best players I've ever been around in my life. Two of the best athletes I've ever been around in my life. So, you know, they taught me how to, you know, truly be a professional in this game, how to attack every single work day, you know, as if it's your last day on the, you know, playing this sport. So, I'm going to take what I've learned from them over these years and, you know, try to apply that, you know, with every situation, every single day.
As a human, how do you embrace the next man up reality of football in a situation like this?
You take it with stride. At the same time, you have to, you know, you calm yourself down and not just overthink it. You know, football is it's a beautiful game. It's a brutal game. It's a game unlike any other. So it's like one of those things where you just have to really just calm yourself down and truly just take in everything that's going around you and just know that, you know, you're in this position for a reason. You know you're in this league just like everybody else, and you know whoever's that guy to step up, you know, they have to know that, you know, they're confident in their play and that they're going to be able to go on that field and make plays.